From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Here in the U.S., this is a day of parades, barbecues, and patriotic speeches. Some people are participating in ceremonies at military cemeteries. Others are quietly visiting the graves of family members or friends. Meanwhile, today in Afghanistan, at a corner of Bagram Air Base, troops remembered the fallen in a different way. NPR's Tom Bowman has that story.
Right now I'm just doing pull-ups.
Staff Sergeant Michael Johnson exercises under a long steel framework set on a wooden platform. It looks like a giant industrial jungle gym. Above his head are pull-up bars and rings. A climbing rope is off to one side. And it's here where he and dozens of other soldiers and sailors will remember the fallen, just after sunrise. They'll all take part in a grueling exercise regimen, part of CrossFit, the popular high-intensity workout program.
This one specifically, the Memorial Day Murph, is to honor Lieutenant Michael Murphy, Navy SEAL, who was killed in action here in Afghanistan.
Killed somewhere in those craggy, snow-capped peaks that loom over the base to the east. Lieutenant Murphy was leading a patrol back in June 2005. His unit came under intense Taliban fire, and they found shelter behind some rocks. Lieutenant Murphy exposed himself to enemy fire so he could find a better position to send a distress signal. He was killed and became the first American in Afghanistan to be awarded the Medal of Honor. So today, Memorial Day, Sergeant Johnson will lead a CrossFit workout called Murph.
The runner will start off by running 1 mile. A good mile, a good average mile is going to be around 6:30 to 7 minutes. He'll do 100 pull-ups, then 200 push-ups, then 300 squats.
Sergeant Johnson is 25 and on his third tour of duty. He's short with a steady gaze and thick arms. A tattoo of a shark biting an octopus curls around one bicep. This workout might be hard for anyone in really good shape. These soldiers will make it harder. Sergeant Johnson and the others will wear their body armor, including ammunition magazines and a small backpack.
How much does this all weigh?
Combined, probably weighs about 20 pounds, and that's what we really want to push for, is about 20 pounds in addition to your body weight. And you'll be able to tell if people got something out of it by the amount of sweat, tears, and puke that's laying on this floor when they're done.
Not your typical way to celebrate Memorial Day.
When we're out here, you know, where they gave their lives defending freedom, I think the best way we can show our support is to just, you know, go full suck on this.
And before the exercise regimen called Murph begins, Sergeant Johnson and the others will pause for a moment.
Yeah, typically before we might gather up, we'll probably say something in remembrance of Lieutenant Michael Murphy.
The workout will take about 40 minutes, and no one checks to make sure everyone completes each pull-up and sit-up and squat.
It's kind of a sort of a play as you go, hey, remember what we're doing this WOD for, remember who we're doing it for, so don't cheat yourself and don't cheat them.
A pledge by those who continue to serve here and who still head into those hills to fight. Tom Bowman, NPR News.